Both houses of the California legislature have now approved Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's latest proposal for putting that state's fiscal affairs in order. The Assembly approved the plan yesterday. Tonight it was the state Senate. The plan asks voters to approve a $15 billion bond issue to pay off debts and a constitutional requirement to balance the budget. This is seen as a success for California's new governor and for Democrats who control the legislature. NPR's Ina Jaffe joins us from Sacramento. Ina, the governor's plan was defeated just a week ago. How did they pull this off?
Well, first of all, Robert, the deadline was extended. They thought they had to finish their work to put a measure on the March ballot by last Friday. But a bipartisan group of assembly members wrote to California's Secretary of State, who thought, well, yes, maybe there is some wiggle room. And so they kept working. Then what happened was the Democratic leaders began meeting round the clock, practically, with the governor. I mean, their meeting on Wednesday night lasted till a bit into Thursday morning. And they compromised, basically. The governor especially, I have to say. He really had wanted a hard spending cap that would have meant that government spending could barely increase in the future, only for inflation and population growth, and that was it. And the Democrats complained that was too restrictive, that it wouldn't have allowed spending on social programs to be restored when the economy improved. So what they wound up with was an agreement to have a balanced budget and set aside a little bit of money every year for a rainy day fund to get the state through times like these should they come again.
Now, this $15 billion bond issue, which consolidates debts, I gather, will require the voters of California to approve it. It's a bond issue. Also, I gather California's bond rating is so poor now that they'll have to pay out a pretty hefty interest rate on this. Does this really solve the state's fiscal problems?
Well, not all of them. As you mentioned, the $15 billion bond issue that's linked to this spending limit would basically just consolidate debts that California already has, and probably not even all of them. The problem is that there is what the policy wonks call a structural deficit in the California tax system. They basically don't take in enough money to pay for what they have in their budget. So this really wouldn't deal with any of that, and they're going to have to deal with it again next year when the Democrats will say we can't do this without raising a tax, and the Republicans will say that the solution is just to cut deeper.
And when this $15 billion bond issue goes on the ballot, is it expected that voters will approve it or no?
Well, you know, most initiatives in California, as much attention as they get, most of them go down to defeat. But this governor has shown he's prepared to campaign hard for what he wants, and he's also shown he really gets the voters' attention wherever he goes. So there's that working in favor of these measures. There is another big bond measure on the March ballot, which is for education, and voters may be shy of letting the state take on that much debt all at once. But the Schwarzenegger camp is optimistic, they say, and optimistic seems to be their second favorite word after fantastic.
Thank you, Ina.
You're welcome, Robert.
NPR's Ina Jaffe speaking to us from Sacramento.